How come he's standing on his head? He's not standing on his head. Look at him. Is he standing on his head? You won't believe this part. Just as Drover swung his gaze around, Slim bent down and looked underneath the pickup so that his head almost touched the ground. Drover flashed a grin. Oh, I see now. He's standing on his head trying to figure out how come the pickup won't back up, only he's not really standing on his head. Did I get it right? What can you say? Yes, fine, very good. Now, let's march over there and see if we can lend a hand.
What if we don't have any hands?
I froze. What?
If all you got is paws, how can you lend a hand?
Drover, are you trying to be funny?
I don't think so. All I've got is four paws, honest. See?
He proceeded to show me his paws. Then don't lend a hand. Lend a paw. Let's go. We're wasting valuable time. I shoved my way past him and started towards Slim.
Which paw?
Again, I had to stop. What did you say?
When?
Just now. He rolled his eyes around.
Well, let me think. I said that Slim was standing on his head.
No, after that.
Well, I said, I already forgot.
I could feel my temper rising. You said something about a witch.
I did?
Yes, you certainly did, and don't try to deny it. Now, why were you inquiring about witches? His eyes blanked out.
I don't know, but Halloween's already passed.
That's correct. Are you saying that we still have a Halloween witch running around on the ranch?
Well,
because if you are, I began pacing in front of him, this could lead our investigation into an entirely new direction.
Yeah, but
where did you see this witch? Around headquarters?
No, all I said was, witch paw.
I froze in my tracks. Witch paw? She had paws? Holy smokes, Drover! Why didn't you report this sooner?
No, I said,
a witch with paws? This could turn out to be very interesting. I resumed my pacing. Okay, let's follow up on this. Describe the paws. He held up a foot and squinted at it.
Well, let's see. Four toes and dirty nails and hair between the toes.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. This was a hairy witch, the most dangerous kind. Was she riding a broom? Carrying a pumpkin? Did she have a black cat? I noticed that the runt had collapsed on the ground and covered his ears with his paws. I marched over to him. Now what? I'm trying to work up this case, Drover, but I must have your cooperation. Was she riding on a broom?
Who?
The witch, of course.
He let out a moan.
Oh, I didn't see a witch. I don't know what you're talking about.
You didn't see a hairy witch with paws?
No!
There was a long moment of silence. Drover, if you didn't see a witch, then what is the point of this conversation?
I don't know. I'm so confused, I want to go back to bed.
I see. I took a slow breath of air. In that case, Drover, what were we doing before you dragged us into this ridiculous conversation about witches?
I don't remember.
Neither do I. I sat down and began scratching my right ear. A moment later, I heard Slim scream,
"Piece of junk!"
And it all came rushing back. I leaped to my feet and called Drover to action, and we sprinted over to help Slim in his hour of greatest need.